Alex and I sat down and watched Joe Coy live from Brooklyn, right? Oh. So it was a day. We had a great day doing whatever. And I said, what are we doing? Where are we going tonight for dinner? Where restaurant? He said, let's just stay in. Okay. What do you want to do? Let's watch a movie. So we started flipping around. I said, wait a minute. Live from Brooklyn, it's out. It's been out a few days now. This is back in June or July, whatever. So I remember we got big bottle of wine. We sat down. We dimmed the lights. We had the dogs with us. They'd already eaten and, you know, peed outside, and they're ready to, like, hang out. We just sat there and just got into it. Huh. We didn't talk during it. We would laugh. We just relaxed. It was just an event for us, even as simple as it was in our own TV room watching you. That's how great these nights are when you release these specials on Netflix. Oh, thank God you invested in that one specials ago. Because it gives us a chance just to sit back and let someone else do the work for us. And just watching you tell your stories, watching you brilliantly get that audience going. We felt as if we were there with you. In the comfort of our own home, you know, getting sloshed on some cheap wine.
Yeah.
But just thank you so much for those moments. As simple as they seem to us, those are our favorite moments together.
Oh, you're
going
really to cry right now.
No, they really are.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me, man. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
What are you saying?
You got me all.
Now give me some cash.
Oh,
he's writing cue cards for me. Do you have any cash?
Oh, you're so funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, I should pay you for that night.
Yeah.
More so than my Netflix monthly subscription. Do you get free Netflix? I know, stupid question.
By the way, I just want to, like, I don't want anyone to think like I'm. Netflix made a great decision, and I went in and brought that special into them, you know what I mean? And then they watched it, and they gave me the deal. So I love Netflix. I don't want anyone to think like, oh, he hating on Netflix. No, I love Netflix.
No one heard you hate on Netflix at all.
I know, but I just don't want it to be misunderstood.
No.
And they gave me a great deal.
Well, they don't do that for everyone, Joe. So obviously you earned everything you got out of it.
They gave me a golden mic and a matching jacket. And they said I was the only one.
They do love you, don't they?
They do.
They do. Well, Joe, thank you so much for coming in.
I love you.
Just beginning a new adventure, Joe Coy, Just Being Coy Tour. It's coming to town. It'll be here in our town in Newark tonight. There are a few very, very, very affordable seats available.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're the best. And every time you visit us, we always hurt in our faces a little bit because you make us smile.
Oh, I love you.
You're the best.
Say I love you in my language, Tagalog. Say mahal.
Mahal.
Kita.
Kita. Yes. Mahal kita.
I love that. Thank you.
Is that really what it means? Or do you just tell him to say something crazy?
Yeah, he just offended a lot of Filipinos right now.
I just said to him.
No, you did it.
He slurred
it. No,
everybody.
You said I love you.
Did I just say finger my anus?
No.
I wouldn't know.
How do you say that?
No. I ain't falling for that one.
Never. Gandhi is a menace. Never listen to
that. Yeah.
For all the info on when Joe is coming to your town, go to joecoy.com. And, of course, whatever Joe Coy does, please support, because we love Joe Coy. And thank you for being here tonight.
I love you,
Joe
guys.
Coy.
Thank you.
If you love the morning show, it's a good idea to follow our socials.
How do you know what's good for me?
That's my opinion!
At Elvis Duran Show.
Follow them today.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Have you seen how amazing Scary and Scotty B's trip was in Jamaica at Sandals and Beaches Resorts? Well, we're sending you and a guest on an all-inclusive Caribbean getaway to any Sandals or Beaches Resorts in Jamaica. To win and get the rules, go to ElvisDuran.com today.
We're just hours away from our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
The biggest headliners in live music will be taking over T-Mobile Arena Las Vegas tonight and tomorrow.
Limited seats still available at AXS.com.
Don't miss Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozey, The Black Crowes, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, and a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Plus, some special surprises and moments you are not going to want to miss.
Our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Stream only on Hulu.
And listen on iHeartRadio.
Tonight and tomorrow, starting at 10:30 p.m.
Capital One is the proud presenting partner of the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, bringing great products, rewards, and services to its customers. What's in your wallet?
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Paul Russell and Meghan Trainor. Slip in.
Check.
that you love me. You said I'm funny. It's not enough, babe. Cause I keep on slipping through you. You want a good man. You want a wedding band. Girl, that's in your hands. Cause I keep on slipping through you. Slipping through your fingers through my hair. You like to braid it.
Me, leave me on red. Well, I'm the one who's waking up in your bed. I'm the one you brag about to your friends. So why can't I call you my man? No, don't you dare be wasting time. I need you to say, won't you be mine? Cause your mama loves me. And your daddy too. Can you please just tell me what else I gotta do?
Why don't you love?
Megan Trainor custom stations with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
From the top of the Empire State Building. Wake up,
wake up. Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
For you. On your know who I'm on. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is as good when I'm... Got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two peace things. And I'm peace thing off the re-sling. And my just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a made what? Baby, these wheels. Tripping when you ain't sipping, have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
What's up? and the Morning Show.
All right, dare we let Nate host this, or should we get a new host today for the feud?
Come on, people!
Come on. I kind of like Nate doing it because he's so bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're welcome.
I mean, I feel like American Idol wouldn't be the same without Ryan Seacrest. The feud's not the same without Nathaniel.
Don't compare me to him.
But Seacrest, he's great at hosting Idol.
He's so smooth. I don't have a teleprompter.
But I think Nate's great. Seacrest is great. Nate's great.
Oh, you know how we were talking about how we love things that are cringy? I think this is the exact demonstration of that.
I know. But okay, think this through. What if, just out of nowhere, Diamond came in and hosted the feud? How fun would that be?
You want her to do it?
I think it'd be fun. Well, no one else is agreeing to me, so
I think she, too, would be terrible. So, yeah, let's do it.
Well, no,
I think if we let somebody else do it, then we would think Nate's great.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah. See? All right. I like that thinking there for a while.
Oh, that's not nice to say that about our Diamond. She may be... What if she is the next superstar in a game show hosting?
That would be great.
I'm not saying Diamond. I'm saying anybody. I just don't think Nate's that terrible. And I think if anybody else tried to do it, it would be miserable. And we'd go, yeah, you know what? Nate's pretty damn good. Let's go back to Nate.
Froggy, you think Nate's not that terrible and they let you program a radio station?
Oh, my God. Thanks for the compliments there, Frog.
I didn't say I was doing good at it. He just let me do it. I'm not saying I'm good.
They're going to rename our station in Jacksonville 97.9 Cringe FM. All right, well, here we go. If you don't want Diamond to host the feud, I think it's a good idea.
All right, next time around.
She should play, because she actually hasn't been bad at it lately.
All right. Does she have a contestant ready to go?
Oh. No, we don't need a contestant. We just have it here in the room.
Oh, wait, we are the contestants.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Satisfaction.
We are the world.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, well, let's go. Here we go. But she has to play, so name the teams.
All right, so we have these...
Hold on. I insist on being on Diamond's team. I insist.
Oh, no, you screwed me up. I'm sorry, I've already made the team.
I have a suggestion.
Sorry, it's going to happen that way. What's your suggestion?
Shouldn't she be able to pick her team?
Okay, fine.
See, I throw that in there. You can't say no.
Pick your team.
Let's go. I'm going to take Gandhi, and because he said that he wanted to be on my team, let's go with Elvis.
All right.
Woo! Here we go. Okay.
You will regret this, but I love being on your team.
Yeah, plays for the other team, man.
So then, Diamond, I'm also going to let you pick the other team then as well. Who do you want to compete against?
Let's go with Scotty because he's a loser. Okay. And Danielle because she'll make him a little bit better.
Oh, thank you.
And let's go with Froggy. Scary, sit this one out.
Nope.
What the hell? You just killed me.
I got to tell you, Scary Use It comes up with the winning answers. I just let you know.
You're lost.
I would go with Scary over me for sure.
Yeah, Scary is good.
All right, just push the buttons over there, monkey.
Yeah, Scary, just hush up and push the buttons.
All right, Team
you guys
Diamond.
Suck.
Team Diamond, here we go. Ready. Question number one. We polled 1,000 audience members here in our huge Elvis Duran in the Morning Show studios. The question, name something you do in a hotel room. But not at home.
Yes.
Oh.
It's not. It's Diamond. She's leading this team there, Duran.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm thinking of like parents who have young children who can't get it on. So maybe have sex.
Sex. You do it in a hotel room, but not at home. Show me sex.
Duran, you're on our team.
Wait, hold on. Because the button pusher pushed the bell.
Well, Nate did this with his hand. Like this and that.
He gave you a clear thumbs down.
Scary. You had one job.
By the way, that's wrong. Everyone has sex in hotel rooms.
Of course.
With themselves.
Of course.
Not in our audience. Only if you're Drake. Okay, team loser. Scotty B. Name something you do in a hotel room, but not at home. Top five answers on the board.
I know what I do, but I don't think that would be there.
Just give an answer.
Say it.
No, I'm going to say take a super long shower.
Oh, say super long shower. Shower
All right, let's
bath.
Get rid of this deal.
Yes!
Are you kidding me?
What?
Hold on. Showers on there and sex isn't? Who are these stupid people you're talking to?
Your audience.
No.
All right, here we go. So, team loser, you have control of the board. We're going to the second loser, Danielle. Danielle, name something you do in a hotel room, but not at home.
I'm going to say you don't make your bed.
Your bed.
That's a good answer.
Good answer. But no, it's not
what?
On there. Not on
there. This is a dumbass game.
This is a stupid survey.
I'm sorry, people.
Dumb.
You know what? I combine everything. I have sex while they're making me up in the bed.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, the third loser, Froggy. So name something you do in a hotel room, but not at home.
Shave your privates.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
get those pubes everywhere. Yes.
This is a lie.
That's what I was going to say.
A lie. This is the biggest scam.
Number five response, and Scotty B was also going to say that.
Yeah. So okay, let me see that list. It says shave your pubes.
Shave your nether right region, number five.
Show us where you sourced this, Nate. Go ahead.
I will never reveal my sources. Okay, his so brain. Back to right. Scotty B. Ooh. Name something you do in a hotel room, but not at home.
I'm thinking, like, thermostat-wise, you just don't care about it and leave the air or heat on or whatever.
Especially for cheap people like you. Yeah. Yes, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Number three. How many more are there?
Set the thermostat to very hot or very cold. You got two responses okay. left. Back to you, Danielle. Name something you do in a hotel room, but not at home.
I say you make a mess, because at home you're neat, but in the hotel room you don't care. You leave crap everywhere.
You know what? I'll give that to you.
Yes! Yeah.
Food in bed.
That's not the same.
That's not the same.
That's not the same.
That is not the same.
I am judge, jury, and executioner. Wait, I say it's
you're
the same.
Giving, okay. You're giving me the answer, and I'm telling you it's not the same.
You're the executioner. You're executing our ratings.
Okay, fine. You got another buzz. Give him another buzz there, Scary.
Now you missed an answer.
You get a buzz.
Okay, there's one more then.
You got one more. To you, Froggy. Name something.
Eat in bed.
Eat in bed? Yes, it's on.
How'd you come up with that one?
This is stupid.
This is why you're the worst host. I actually am going back to you.
You know, I told you people I didn't want him to host the show. You didn't listen to me.
I got that right. Eat in bed. We did good there.
The crew has spoken. So, Scotty B, you have one response left. Name something you do in a hotel room, but not at home.
I don't think it'll be worded like this, but butthole the sheets.
Oh, here
like,
we go.
Like, naked in the bed.
No, it must be a direct quote.
Right. Naked everywhere. Don't get loosey-goosey with this. Butthole in the sheets.
Sorry.
Can we move on?
Got a buzzer on the butthole.
I think I know it.
Okay, so I have a few. We can talk together on this. Let's work it out.
So.
Either order room service or watch porn.
I was thinking both of those, but I was thinking room service more.
Okay, you know what? If they can be so loosey-goosey with their answers, our answer is, even though I'm not the host, it's you, Diamond. What do you think, Diamond?
Oh, I'm clocked out of this one. I knew that the first thing was wrong, and I'm still thinking about that.
Do you want a hint?
No.
I would say order room service while watching porn.
Do you have to? Okay, in hotel rooms, do you have to order porn, or is it just like there sometimes?
It depends on the hotel.
Ask Scotty.
Elvis, you could say order things you wouldn't order at home.
Yes.
Need an answer.
And then Nate's stupid system, he has to give it to us.
The buzzer would have gone off a long time ago at this point.
That's right. Three seconds. So if I say order something you wouldn't order at home, that would be porn and room service. That's the answer. Go. Yes.
Okay. That's it. Well, you were wrong 5 minutes ago, and you're wrong now. Sorry. It's not on the board.
Really?
Stupid. You want to know what the number one response was? Wear a robe.
BS. I wear robes at home every day.
I don't. A lot of people.
I'm like Tony Soprano.
Get that big fuzzy robe.
Elvis, do you want to continue or do you want to call it quits?
So wait, did we win?
Yes.
The losers won.
The losers. Because
the host is an idiot.
That was the worst ever.
Sorry, because the host is an idiot. All right. Well, I'm Diamond.
Yeah, she should host.
Yeah, but we can't abuse Diamond when we accuse Nate.
Of course we can.
Did you see what happened? It was so bad that the leader of our team wouldn't even talk and join in. That's how bad your game was.
I would like to call something out here. Dude, Nate's sitting there talking about 100 people surveyed. I want to see the survey because I believe this came from the brain of Nate.
I will never reveal my sources.
It is the brain of Nate.
I didn't say that.
Nobody surveyed.
There's no way some of these answers were on there. There's just no way unless Nate.
Okay.
Is the perfect answer. Because when you go to a hotel room, you don't make your bed and you do your normally at home. Okay, that should have been the number one answer.
Maybe one of the 1,000 people said that. It just wasn't one of the top five answers.
It was no thousand people.
Order room service. You don't do that at home. Right. That's the most obvious of answers.
Of course. It doesn't even exist at home. Room service.
You guys can keep arguing. You can keep making fun of me, but the answer is that the team loser won.
Oh, you know, wipe yourself on the curtain should have been there because that's what Scary says he
does. That's why I picked it as a topic.
Well, I don't do it. I'm just saying, go touch the curtains because other people have.
People do it. Okay, sorry.
And the coffee machine. The coffee machine.
Oh, yeah. Don't put your junk in the coffee machine.
Right. Those curtains never get cleaned, ever.
This is a mess.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
we're all done after that.
That was awful.
It is. It was totally awful.
It was. But it was fun, though.
For who?
make a mess. Eat in bed. Yes, that's correct.
Terrible asshole.
Half of the fun is making fun of me. I realize that.
That is true. We do enjoy that.
Wow. Congratulations. You've done very well.
Elvis Duran.
Oh, here he is.
And the Morning Show.
We're just hours away from our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
The biggest headliners in live music will be taking over T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, tonight and tomorrow.
Limited seats still available at AXS.com.
Don't miss Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crowes, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, and a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Plus, some special surprises and moments you are not going to want to miss.
Our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Stream only on Hulu.
And listen on iHeartRadio.
Tonight and tomorrow, starting at 10:30 p.m.
Capital One is the proud presenting partner of the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, bringing great products, rewards, and services to its customers. What's in your wallet?
I do it for the ladies. I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo? Hey! I see you, Ryan. Yo, Keith, you was right. We just getting started. Yeah, man.
You see, you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right.
Make love,
make love in this club,
hey,
in this club,
in this club,
in this club.
on your ways, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away, OT, OT. There's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Story dies, and I'll be alright. We can't be
end. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Let's do the phone tap. It's Garrett. What do you have today, Garrett?
Something different. So Virgil wants to play a phone tap on her grandson, Chad. Now, we never really have a grandmother or a grandparent wanting to play a phone tap on their grandson or,
no,
or
we don't.
Granddaughter. So Chad has been encouraging grandma to get back out into the dating world because she's been single for a while now. So Virgil's going to start the call to her grandson, Chad, saying, hey, I met someone.
Oh, okay. So a grandma is phone tapping her grand
son.
All right. Let's see what happens. We haven't had one of these ever, I don't think.
Hi, Chad. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I just finished making lunch, you know.
Oh. Well, you know, I was out the other night, and I met this young man, very, very nice, and I started bragging about you. He goes to the same college as you do, and yeah, and I hope you don't mind. I gave him your information because I thought perhaps you guys would get along and be buddies, or it's never a bad thing to have a friend.
That's nice.
Well, he should be calling you.
Oh, well, thanks, Grandma. That's nice.
Well, look, I got to go, but give me a kiss.
Well, of course. All right, I'll call you next week, Grandma.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hey, Chad, this is Chris. I met your grandmother. She gave me your number, and,
I know. Yeah, my grandmother mentioned this. I was like, oh, okay. I'm sorry if she was bothering you. She loves to talk about, you know, me and school and stuff like that.
Yeah, she loves you, man. I mean, she's a very sweet lady. She explained everything to you, right?
She said you were going to give me a call. Maybe, you know, we could maybe go grab coffee or a beer or something like that. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
So you're cool that I'm dating your grandmother?
All right, real funny. You're dating my grandmother.
She didn't tell you?
Wait, what?
I was helping out at the bingo hall about 2 months ago, and we kind of hit it off, and we've been seeing each other for the last 2 months, so that's why I thought this what the phone call was all about.
What? How old are you, man?
I'm 22.
What?
I know it's a little awkward, but I thought that's what...
A little awkward? You guys went out together?
We've been hanging out for the past, like, month and a half, 2 months.
What?
Well, she said she was lonely, and, you know, I came into her life at the right time, and you know, we hit it off.
She came into her life at the wrong time. She's 70 years old, man.
Listen...
right time?
I just wanted to make sure you're cool with it, kind of get your permission, because...
Make sure I'm cool with it. Do I sound like I'm cool with it? Jesus Christ, man.
I know we have Aunt Jackie's party coming up this Sunday, and that's why I was trying
really?
To...
It's my Aunt Jackie. It's not your Aunt Jackie. You're going to be at that party?
I was invited by Virgie to come to...
I'm going to wake up Virgie, and you're not coming to the party. If you do show up, I'm going to beat the out of you right there in front of my family and in front of my grandmother.
She's a very mature, sophisticated, great lady and lover, too.
Don't talk about her like that, all right?
She is a great lover, and, you know, we share...
I don't want to hear this.
We had a great, intimate kiss at Applebee's. What if us three go to a nice early bird dinner and we can talk this over?
You're sick, man. What the hell do you want right now?
Chatty, honey, are you... Why are you something wrong?
Yeah, that kid Chris called me. What the hell is...
Isn't he nice?
No, Grandma, he's not nice. You got it.
He's very nice.
Grandma.
Did you like him? Did you get along?
Grandma, you can't date someone that's 22 years old.
Don't you trust your Grammy enough to know what's good for her?
Grandma, I hope you are joking. This is absolutely terrifying.
Hey, Chad, you just got phone tapped.
Grandma, who are you, nuts?
I love you, Chatty.
Oh, that creeps me out so much, Grandma. Don't do that.
This is actually Garrett from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Oh, my God. I just got chills.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Have you seen how amazing Scary and Scotty B's trip was in Jamaica at Sandals and Beaches Resorts? Well, we're sending you and a guest on an all-inclusive Caribbean getaway to any Sandals or Beaches Resorts in Jamaica. To win and get the rules, go to ElvisDuran.com today.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
We were victims of the night. family who will always show me love.
And the Z100 Morning Show. Can come to you.
Show's done. Let's get out of here. Until next time, say peace out, everybody.
Peace out, everybody!
Duncan, traffic.
If you're heading into town across the Hudson River, go with the Lincoln Tunnel. That looks fine both ways. We've got issues, though, at the GW Bridge. Both levels outbound. First off, lower level, the right lane is closed across the span with construction till 2:30. And on the upper level, a broken down truck blocks the right lane. This is going to be right by the Henrietson Parkway into town. Two left lanes are blocked off on that upper level by the Henrietson Parkway with the collision. So that's about 15 to 20 minutes. The Holland is 10 to 15 from both approaches. On the inbound, Gowanus is still crawling from the belt up to Cadman Plaza. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The new Lux Cravings box from Taco Bell with cheesy, crunchy favorites, chips and nacho cheese sauce, and a drink for just $7. Try it today at participating Taco Bell stores for limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. You. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Say, play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson. Okay. I know it breaks your heart. Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Didn't know I was lost. carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Z100, next time you get away, one thing you should definitely bring on your vacation, and one thing you should definitely not bring on your vacation, I'm going to tell you about that coming up later this hour. Now, Chapel Roan.
New York's number one hit music station. Z100.